Governments from around the world signed the 2002 Convention on Biological Diversity, agreeing to protect more habitat and species that are at risk. An assessment of the progress has been published in the journal Science, and it finds biodiversity is at greater risk now than it was when the agreement was signed 8 years ago. Matt Foster is with the environmental group Conservation International. He says despite some government efforts to protect habitat, there have been more pressures destroying habitat and biodiversity.
And it's a scary prospect, considering that there are so many vulnerable people around the world for whom the services provided by nature and biodiversity is essential for water, for food, and all of us depend on nature and forests, especially to try to mitigate climate change.
Foster says much more needs to be done by governments and the private sector to preserve natural areas and protect species. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.